Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast, brought to you by WP Gears. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Tim, today we're going to talk about why you should have a launch strategy. And I'm going to open this with a little bit of transparency. I recently learned about this year. We've launched quite a few products over the last few years. And, you know, I've got some really good friends, and I'm going to share with you her story towards the end of this podcast episode. But, you know, they put together a launch team and a launch strategy to launch a specific product that they were working on. And they asked me to be a part of the team. And I just was blown away. The success of that product, because they had a launch strategy in place, was tenfold to what anything I've ever seen before. So, but without giving too much away, I'm going to let Tim start us off today.
Yeah, so I think, you know, depending on what the product or service or what it is going to kind of depict what that strategy is, it has to, you know, the strategy has to fit, you know, the type of platform that you're selling on or the type of product or industry. But I think the important thing is to have some sort of strategy that you're planning ahead, because there's nothing worse than spending a lot of time, money, resources creating something and then launching it in crickets. You know, I online courses are really big these days. And so I've, you know, some of the online marketing gurus out there will say, yeah, when I first launched my course, I spent all this time and money and then no one bought it and stuff. And then, you know, they'll sell you on, you know, a course on courses. And so they'll sell you on how to launch a successful course or whatever. But I think the point is, you know, there's things that you can do to make sure that that doesn't happen. And so kind of the story that David's going to share, without cutting into that, I think the point is, it's all about getting as many people as possible to kind of rally around you and your product, your service, whatever it is, and then purchase it and give it reviews as fast as possible. So, you know, that's applicable for, you know, different platforms that you're selling it on. And this is something that we kind of wish we would have done with WP the Podcast. We wish we would have, you know, gotten a group of people together that know us and like us and you know, trust us and know we're credible. And once we launch WP the Podcast, go in and do some of these things. But yeah, I think it all comes down to planning things out ahead of time and have people committed beforehand to help you, you know, promote it, whatever it may be. And again, it's going to vary based off of what the product is, where you're selling it, et cetera. But yeah, I'll turn it over to David and he can kind of share the story about his friend.
Absolutely. So, you know, a lot of our listeners probably know already, but if you're new, I'll let you know. I'm a digital nomad. My wife and I sold our house about 3 years ago, bought an RV. We travel the country. And in doing that, I've gotten really involved in the RV, full-time RV community in the U.S. Yes, it is a real thing. And I got to tell you, it's a thriving community and it's awesome. So One of the things that I like to do is listen to podcasts. So one of my favorite podcasts is the RV Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm an RVer. I'm an entrepreneur. It makes total sense to me why I would listen to it. Heath Padgett does that podcast. He and his wife, Alyssa, are now very good friends of mine. And I've been to their conference, the RV Entrepreneur Summit, for the last couple of years and have been honored to speak there both years to put on workshops that revolve around WordPress. So after the last summit, you know, one of Alyssa Padgett, you know, bucket list items was to be a published author. And I got to tell you, she's smart. Heath's very smart. They make an amazing team. Amazon, in essence, is one of the largest search engines in the world. And she really wanted to just get a book on there, you know, so that she could get some search results and stuff. So she wrote this book, Living in an RV. It's an ebook, started out as an ebook, and she even went paperback after that. And I'm not going to bore you with all the details there. But what she did just opened my eyes amazing. So she put together about 100 people, started a private Facebook group, friends, family, whoever, and asked them to be a part of her launch strategy. So she let them know when the book was going to be published, when it was going to be released. The first day of release, she had everybody go download the book, leave reviews, do all this stuff. Well, what that did is that shot her book, Living in an RV, up to the Amazon's bestseller list because there was such a mass response initially. And notice I didn't say tens of thousands of people. I said 100. You know, it doesn't take a lot to get some, you know, to get these algorithms going, you know, whether it's iTunes or Amazon or Google, Bing, whatever, for them to take notice. Oh, wow, there's all kinds of engagement around this product or this thing online. It must be pretty good. I need to go ahead and show some love to it. So in essence, that's what's happened. And, you know, she's since released like a paperback. And she did this last, you know, November of 2017-ish in that time frame. So it was probably, you know, 6 to 8 months now. And I think she had, 10,000 copies downloaded or sold by like February, within 3 or 4 months. I mean, it's really been, and it's become a really good recurring revenue stream for them. But it just opened my eyes. It's like, wow, you could do that with a podcast. Oh my goodness, you can do that with an ebook. You can do that with so many things that it just, it's really a powerful thing, especially with the online world, because of Google and Bing's and Facebook's and Amazon's algorithms that do factor in engagement, social proof, people sharing it and stuff. It was just a really eye-opening lesson. So put together a launch strategy, put together a group, a launch property, you know, of people, give them a specific plan, download your book, buy your book, give them a coupon if you have to, you know, tell them to review it, share it on social media, let them scream from the world, and you're going to be amazed at what a launch strategy can do for you. That's it, Tim.
Yeah, that, I love that story. It's definitely inspiring. I think someday David and I plan to do a book together, so stay tuned for that. That might be like a 2019 agenda item. We have a lot going on, but yeah, I'd love to test out that strategy for real.
Absolutely. Well, tomorrow we've got another great episode, How to Protect Your Time When You're an Entrepreneur. Tim and I pre-record these, so I'm not sure when episode 268 is launching. Tim, can you take a look real quick? The reason why I'm asking is because we're speaking at WordCamp Orange County.
Saturday, June 9th.
This is the day. Come check us out. We're speaking today, 2 o'clock. If you're listening to this at 5 a.m. in the morning, you're in the Orange County area, head on over to University of California at Irvine on the campus and head on over to the WordCamp. Listen to Tim and I talk. We'll be talking at 2 o'clock, How to Build a WordPress Product Business. Thanks for tuning in and listening. And until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.